With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This Rise Guys podcast is fueled by the best beer on the planet, Rise Guys P1 Pilsner, brewed locally by Thomas Creek Brewery and created especially for the P1s.
Yeah.
Ask for it by name, Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Find a location near you at 933theplanetrocks.com. Drink responsibly. Now cheers. The Radio.com app is the official home of the Rise Guys morning show on your phone. Download it today and make 93.3 The Planet a favorite. Powered by Quaker Steak and Lube. You're locked into
the Rise Guys morning show.
93.3 The Planet Rocks.
Hey, baby.
I'm trying to put my finger on it. Come a little closer. Is that Rolling Stones?
Yeah.
Okay. I know it wasn't the version I'm used to.
It ain't Temptations.
Yeah. He's doing the rooster, as always. Well, I like him, Matthew. I like Mick Jagger.
Yeah, this is a cover song, Fatboy.
It's Cover Song Friday.
This is a good one.
Fatboy, I always bring up Fatboy loves the Stones, but didn't know Angie by the Stones.
Yeah, I thought Swinging Medallions did it first.
Angie!
I heard it called Ange.
Man, if you really want to get into the Stones, they got a song called Gimme Shelter. It's pretty badass.
And Sympathy for the Devil. Who did that one first?
That was them.
The question is, when's Five Finger going to rip it off?
I don't know.
Give them time. Tweet them. Figure it out. Tweet at Chris Kale.
Yeah, he's the only one that really pays attention.
Well, like Kale the vegetable.
This song should be like the anthem of meth heads.
Yeah.
Like they have the lyrics written on a tiny piece of cardboard.
Yeah.
If they were out there singing and dancing around and, you know, like you go to New York or... Oh, any major metropolitan area. Pre-COVID, you'd have the characters out there dressed as like Bugs Bunny or Spider-Man or whatever. And, you know, they're asking for money too, but they're not just asking on it. First of all, you got to have real good eyesight to read them tiny cardboard signs. And I know why they have that. You don't have to text in. Every time I say it, people say, well, there's a reason. There's restrictions on how big your sign can be. I'm like, well, not if you dress like Statue of Liberty, there's not. They spend theirs.
They should hang out with the pro-life people, and they'll probably get a free lunch out of it.
Or their taxes done. One. But anyway, there we go. Fatboy, the end of Fatboy Rejoin Week.
Thank God.
In 1 hour, you've got a brand new FOF line, which you can get in on, 864-241-4318. I was told that we have a tease.
Oh, yeah.
That we can kind of wet your whistle with a little bit.
You ready?
If that offends you, then nine apologizes. Go ahead.
She just can't go to school or daycare. So guess what? I don't have a backup at work and get treated like at work. I don't have anything I need or I want. I don't get any appreciation. I get no more pay. F***ing stupid.
Hmm. That was actually me pretending to be a lady. A lot of people can identify with that.
Oh, yeah, they can.
Frustration. Right there. Let's just get through the holidays. I'm saying.
If you got something you want to tackle, just wait till the first of the year.
Right. 864-241-4318. That'll be coming up.
It's angry, just so you know.
Oh, yeah. So, Fatboy. Fireball, pardon me, he's wearing the shirt today. I have to make it official. Is there an update on the 4XLT? It's become kind of a funny little thing. Not everybody. I was kind of embellishing that a little bit.
Yeah.
There's been like three people that have asked.
There's no update, really. I have not heard from the store, which I'm getting kind of, you know, a little pissed. I feel like customer service has gone awry.
Really? I mean, you're expecting it. You said when? Monday?
Yeah.
It's a long time.
He had to special order his 4X now, 4XLT, in black.
What they're saying is, why didn't you just order it to your house? You ordered it to the store because you don't want to pay shipping, but now you're going to wait on it.
Yeah, the shipping.
That's what they said to you.
Shipping to home was nuts.
What if they say, Mr. Boy, we don't have the 4XLT in, but if you really need this, we have a little black dress over in our plus size lady section that we won't tell anybody if you don't tell anybody.
Don't say nothing.
I say, look, your plus size is probably, you know, too small. You know, I got different sizes at different stores.
Yeah.
And it sucks to order.
You and I are the same height, but I have some LTs, you know, but it's not necessarily that to seek out. But this is something I was thinking about. When you hear XLT, some people don't even know what the T stands for.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm one of those. What does it stand for?
Tall.
Tall. It does stand for tall. Extra large and tall. But what if...
Fireball.
Ooh.
There you go.
What if I only see them XLT and up? Or do they make MLTs?
Usually it's just... It's XLB or XLT.
Yeah, I think if you need an MT, you just get an L.
That make an MF.
But what if you're tall, you have a long torso, but you're thin, you're not fit. You could not go in and purchase an MLT.
Well, I think when it comes to medium and MT, large, those shirts are typically made with similar dimensions in mind. Just one slightly, I think it mainly made for a difference in height more so than gut.
Yeah, that's the thing. If you're thin,
it's more so of an awning than it is a T-shirt.
When you get into the X's, that you get like wider, much wider shirts.
Yeah,
yeah. You can show off some gut if you're thin. You don't really care about covering it. But the big
crop tops are back for dudes with abs.
Yeah. So are floods. I noticed that yesterday. I saw three or four people in public, or was I in Publix? I'm not sure. Wherever I was.
One
at.
Or the other.
They were younger guys wearing floods again, and I'm like. That came and went 20 years ago. My ankles get cold.
It's
I'm not going to wear it.
It's hard to say with research. So
well, 20 years ago, all the pants were really long. You'd walk on your pants everywhere.
But that became the thing. Dude, what was that about where...
That period in the late 90s where if it was raining, everybody's pants legs were wet up to the knee?
That and we got away from hemming. I think what happened was that the boomers didn't learn. Some of them did. Didn't learn how to hem. And they'd say, I just cut it off.
Yeah.
And there became that time in the 90s and the early 2000s where you would just cut off the bottom of your jeans and let it fray, let it look. Or then, this was in the day of Timberlands, where you would just cut a little slit up the sides.
Mm-hmm.
You remember this?
Of the jeans, yeah.
Where your jeans would become part of your shoes. Like, it would just hang over. Like, the new shoes or socks, but just with
They're like foot sweaters.
Soles. Yeah, foot sweaters. That's the way jeans were back then. And you're right. Everybody would just walk on them, and they'd get all frailing around looking, haggard looking.
Yeah.
Like, where's your tiny cardboard sign at, sir? Really strange.
Yeah, it was a bad time.
Now it's flooding again.
Bad time.
Or the floods are here.
Yeah.
I used to cut the jeans, yeah.
And my mom could always, she knew how to hem, she could sew and stuff, but then when it come time to hem my pants, she'd do them by hand, so you could just tell that they'd been hemmed by hand.
I mean, that's probably a big job. I mean, might have been some big pants.
Yeah, you'd have to go out in the yard to lay the pants down.
They had bigger bigger leg holes than most.
Yeah, I've heard that about you.
Oh, man, yeah. I used to get in trouble for cutting the bottoms.
Also, I have another, how's that already so late? I have a major announcement to make. I have a beef that I'm going to, you know, it's usually limited to just rappers and politicians.
Another beef?
What is my other one?
Well, you've had lots of beefs over the years.
I squashed them all. 18 years. Or waffle stomped them or whatever. That's I've not true. Seen him again. I've threatened to punch him out when I see him again. I will. As my solemn oath to you, the audience, I see CM Punk again, I'm going to punch his lights out. But it is a wrestler, Chris Jericho.
Oh.
You got beef with Y2J now?
Nine, you have to realize this if you watch this this week's episode of AEW Dynamite on TNT.
Yeah, I
heard. Let me just say this:
you wanted Elvis to join our show, and he'd be joining the Inner Circle.
No, that was a good. Those segments were good.
They were fun.
They were really good. Chris Jericho, and any of you that want to can send this to him or share it with him online. And this is not for any kind of promotion that's coming up where we're going to wrestle Chris Jericho or any of that stuff. No. I heard your little taunt. I really did.
Taunt.
And I know why you said it. So I didn't appreciate it very much at all. And I'm not saying that I'm going to punch your lights out. I'm not threatening you. But I'll have someone do it.
Well, how do you know he was talking to you, though? He could have been talking to Fireball sitting across from you.
Why? He was obviously... I've known Chris Jericho... How long have we known Chris Jericho?
I mean,
10 years?
It's about 10 years or so, yeah.
He shared his personal phone number with me years ago, and I've used it to text him. I do not take advantage of it the way Fatboy did Jerry Seinfeld. I don't get drunk and say, let me ask Jericho about Benoit and things like this. So,
he tell you.
I text him on his birthday, and he didn't respond. He also didn't respond to the previous text I sent him.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, maybe he forgot he got busy.
And then, but Fatboy, who also had, do you have the number nine?
No, I never had it.
I'm going to put it on the internet. I'm going to pull a Kanye and screen shoot it and put it on the But anyway, he never responded to my birthday wishes. But Fatboy sent him the same, very similar text and got a response. Fatboy even called him an expletive.
Yeah.
I called him a goat in mine. Fatboy called him the F word.
So what? How do you know he wasn't shouting out Fatboy for the thank you?
Because he mentioned Greenville, South Carolina, the way... Look.
You both got the same area code.
Oh, man. I don't know what happened.
Man, fat boy, I mean, not Jericho.
Oh, I was going to say, did he move up here?
Tampa area code.
Yeah. No, he very subtle, but it was a little remark, and I didn't take too much... I didn't really care for that very much at all.
Well, I mean...
Oh, I don't know what's going on.
Well...
Wait, part of that is it... Think about this. Can you think of somebody of note, somebody who qualifies as famous, who's been through Greenville more times than Chris Jericho?
Ric Flair?
I'm talking about in the last 30 years.
John Krasinski?
I mean, Flair, yeah, definitely. But they used to wrestle here every Monday night for years. But I'm talking about
in Keanu Reeves?
Recent memory. Is Jericho probably came through a half dozen times with WCW, probably a half dozen times playing music over the years, probably over a dozen times with WWE. I mean, he's been here a lot.
Yeah.
And all the times he's driven through here, going from Atlanta to Charlotte and Asheville and other places to wrestle and play gigs. He's been here a lot. I can't think of any famous person who's been here more than him except Shinedown.
Oh, God. Nine hates Shinedown. I'm not going to put words in your mouth, but I'm telling you, Chris Jericho.
They kind of fell off.
Your countdown is on.
Are you sure? I mean, what you're saying?
This is
here?
Not for charity. This is not going to end up in some kind of celebrity. First off, who'd be the other celebrity? You know.
I mean, this is all about the only undisputed champion.
I don't care.
Because if he was messing with.
This is my town.
If he was messing with you, Matt, he would have just gone ahead and said. Jim Ross, this is like eating the Red Lobster in Greenville, South Carolina with Ric Flair and Ricky Steamboat, 1986.
Sued him. He's smart enough to know I would have sued him for that.
See, he would have just gone ahead and did that if he was really trying to get at you. I think he was giving Fatboy a shout-out for the happy birthday text.
Well.
God.
Either way.
And whatever. I missed it.
Nine hates Shinedown. I'll say it. You want to keep some heat going?
No, I mean,
one of our core artists.
They've been through a bunch. I think they kind of fell off. I don't think their newer stuff has been as good for the last decade.
He loves Breaking Benjamin. I play some Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
Double shots weekend.
But look, let's limit this to one. No, there's a main source of my heat with Shinedown.
There's a main source of heat with Shinedown.
Yeah, there's one main reason I have heat with Shinedown. It has nothing to do with them. It's not even their fault.
What is it? Is it the fact that time they backstage they gave us aprons?
No. See, they've always been very nice.
They gave us
pleasant people.
Shinedown aprons, and I'm like, is this a fat joke you're making? Kinda, but then I noticed they gave them the thin people too.
They're very nice guys, especially old Zach Myers. Incredibly nice.
He's the nicest.
Nice
in the group.
Dude. Really Is nice it? Guy. Yeah. Hell of a nice guy.
Are you basing this off the side project or Shinedown as a whole? Because Shinedown as a whole,
I liked their cover of Sledgehammer. I do.
Do we have any of those in the system?
I don't think so.
Might have Harry Styles cover it.
Smith and Myers, you got any of
that? Dude, they just Brent Smith and Zach Myers. They got bored during COVID and released some cover stuff and
like two EPs.
Yeah.
Which would be one LP. Yeah. But the source of what? Nah.
Nah.
Dude, to some people around here, I'm just trying to keep the heat off of you. To some people around here, Shinedown is Lynyrd Skynyrd.
Yeah, they are, and that's where the heat comes from.
Me too.
There's a general. There seems to be a general consensus, and by that I mean a majority of people seem to think that Shinedown Simple Man is better than Skynyrd Simple Man.
God, and who says this?
A lot of people. A lot of people.
Chris Jericho probably would say that.
I doubt it.
Scumbag.
He might. Just because he's trying to open for Shinedown, not Skynyrd.
Isn't that kind of picking the shiniest turd in the toilet, though?
You. Lord, I thought I was going to take the heat. Apparently not.
I know, man. It is music. People.
Fatboy don't even like Skynyrd, y'all.
Dude, Shinedown.
I like the new one.
I don't get the dislike.
Well, it's, like I said, it's not their fault. It's just it ain't better. It's not. It's not better than Skynyrd's Simple Man.
I know. I agree with that. I will take exception.
I mean, they're nice guys. It's hard to hate them because they're nice guys. I don't think they're hitting on too much musically lately.
They've done a lot of stuff that sounds very yeah.
Yeah, at this point, they're
Disney.
Their newer single that we play some is kind of inspired by like that Imagine Dragon style of rock, which I don't think is who Shinedown is.
It's not as good as this next song we're about to play, maybe.
Oh, God. Okay. Wow, I'm turning the channel now. Those guys have supported you at many of your birthday bashes, and now you take a blank on them. I was nine taking a blank on them. I'm over here shunning it off. I'm doing a shun on Shine.
Look, Fatboy hates Skynyrd, too. I don't know which way to go right now.
I like Skynyrd, the new one. Which one? There's like 30 people in the band, right?
Man, y'all are working me right now. You got to be.
I promise you.
I mean, speak your piece. It's fine, but...
I don't know if you can.
How dare you?
I feel I've spoken mine.
Okay.
They're not hitting on much. And the last time...
No, I agree with you on Shinedown, but I'm saying better than... there's no Skynyrd equivalent.
And remember one of the last times we had a birthday bash at Heritage Park, they took a dump on us. Not literally, but figuratively they did.
I was going to say, I got sloppy that day, but I didn't remember that.
Yeah.
What happened? The introduction.
Yeah. Yeah, we didn't get to go do the birthday bash announcement like we always do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because they said we have a special way that we come out on stage.
Yeah. Yeah. And they didn't tell us that until we were back there waiting to do it. And then some guy comes up and tells us that.
Radio.
Like, man.
So that's where it comes from.
Well, no, it mainly comes from what I said it mainly comes from.
Yeah. I walked in after Zach Myers took a dump one time there. Yeah.
Yeah. Woo!
Yeah. Oh, look at the time.
Yep.
Man, we didn't even get to a single call. I apologize. 1-800-774-0093. We'll talk about whatever you got going on. And if you want to take Nine to task about his him slamming.
Well, now Fatboy said he hates Skynyrd.
Oh, no. This is on you.
Fatboy's working it, though.
Yeah, trying to.
Okay. All right. We'll take a break. 1-800-774-0093. Good morning, everybody.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show with Matt Mann.
I think rules suck butt.
Nine.
Yes, I saw a ghost once.
Paige.
Same old thing all the time.
And Fatboy.
Get some action for
93.3 The Planet Rise.
Rise Guys Morning Show. Good morning to you. It is 7:37.
Oh, man.
You know, I'm just thinking too.
So many thoughts.
Someone in our there's only two people on our management team. One of them's a big fan, and he might not take too kindly to you talking about his band.
Which band?
Shinedown.
Oh yeah.
Because this one particular manager, he has a lot of times when he gets those record awards, the plaques and stuff, which he didn't spin a single record. He'll hang them on in his office, and some of these he'll share out into the hallway.
Yeah.
Know? But the Shinedown one's in his office along with the Aerosmith one.
I've been sevenfold bet.
Yeah, and a bunch of empty liquor bottles.
Yeah. That might have been sent to us.
Yeah.
And the Astro Glide basket we got that one time that they stole from us.
Yeah. Yeah. We got to use it in a bit, though. Yeah. But you got to, at least you feel that way. But a lot of people, they love Shinedown. And it is the younger. You know, I remember when Shinedown started, there was even a rumor, and it could have even been true, that the rumor was that Brent Smith married Ronnie Van Zant's daughter.
There was a big rumor going around, yeah. It was.
And it wasn't true,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, I didn't believe it was.
Yeah.
The
It was Von Erich. No, I'm just kidding.
It was like when I hear him now, it's kind of like this, the complacency that is responsible for the lack of health of rock and roll music right now. It's been a bad year for rock and roll. I mean, it's been a bad year for a lot of things, but just as far as, you know, music coming out, it's been a real bad year for rock and roll. And I think they kind of represent that complacency. I just made that up.
Yeah. Well, it sounded good.
Makes sense.
But, you know, a lot of time when, because my first memory of Shinedown was when they were opening for Saliva, and Saliva was rolling into town hot. Crap,
you got to think about how long ago this is, because Shinedown was opening for Saliva.
Well, yeah, and they came to the event on their own accord,
mm-hmm.
in a van, and then said, "Hey, is the radio station near?" And we're like, "Actually, it's like two blocks that way." They're like, "Can we go see it?" And we go back to the radio station. We were at McAllister Square, and they toured around. Well, this is before you even knew who they were. They had Fly From the Inside, I think, was their song then. Is that it?
This might have been when 45 was just starting to pick up traction.
No, pre 45. This was
when they came
Fly
back.
From the Inside
was 45 time. This was before, because when they did the thing at Earshot, like, just a few people showed up. If 45 had been out then, it would have been a madhouse.
Well, they came in and we had them record, you know, the little thing. Hi, this is Brent and Zach from Shinedown. You're listening to Planet. But when they left, no one noticed it. But the next day, there were those Shinedown S stickers. Everywhere,
all over the place,
in the building, on awards that were everywhere, on posters everywhere,
mm-hmm.
and that was kind of I enjoyed their passion and their drive. But then, you know, with money and convenience and stuff like that, a lot of that passion and drive goes by the wayside, and you want to
make sure we don't get wealthy.
No, that's why it keeps the drive and passion going.
Thank you, thank you,
but.
Keep us humble.
No, Nine's not trolling right now. He really feels... Nine doesn't troll. Fatboy trolls.
Fatboy trolls. Well, see, Fatboy, I think, is trolling because, you know, before we went to break there, Fatboy said, oh, this next song. He's talking about how great the next song is. Let me come back and
what
play.
What do we play?
Creed.
Oh.
Fatboy loves,
he loves
Creed. But I'm beginning to wonder now because Aaron Rodgers, Fatboy's favorite football player from the Packers.
Oh. Packers?
He talks a lot about Creed. You know, like he always, you know, you ask him who his favorite band, he's going to talk about Creed. I think he's trolling when he does it. And I wanted to say about Fatboy, because Aaron Rodgers is definitely, his sense of humor is trolling, and he's definitely trolling about Creed, right?
I mean, probably, but...
Fatboy really likes Creed, though.
I don't think Fatboy really likes much.
Boy, with me with music, it doesn't take a whole lot. Like, you know, Creed, Nickelback, they sound great. Like, I like them both.
Did you go see him in concert?
I like them, too.
Would you go see him in concert?
Honestly, you know what?
Would you pay to go see them in concert? The only concert I know Fatboy Ellenberg to have ever paid to attend was U2 in Boston.
If it was on a weekend and they were close, I would buy a Creed ticket for sure.
Really?
Because when we had them in Birthday Bash, they were great. They used fire on the damn stage.
Mm-hmm. I would rather go see Creed from The Office perform an acoustic show, unplugged.
But like, I'm not that snobby about music like people are.
It's Creed Bratton there.
Creed Bratton, that's right. All right, well...
But see, that's the thing. You start labeling people snobby, and all they're doing is liking what they like the same way you do.
No, but it's like, I like it or don't like it. People are like, well, this is the musical and lyrical content, and this is how this chord sounds, and he's flat, and he's pitchy.
Well, stop talking to people who listen to Tool.
I mean, like well, you'll say, Nine, if a band sounds the same, I'm like, well, doesn't everybody?
No, no.
Like, what does that even mean?
You got blanking ears. That's what it means.
You really do. You should have used one of those COVID tests in your ears.
But that's what people do. They argue about everything nowadays. Like people, all right, if there's something that comes up that I don't like it on the show, which I seem to be the one that does this the most, people get really mad about it. They get really mad at me because I don't like something. I'm like, I'm not mad at you for liking it. I just don't like it. And it's fine if you do and I don't. I'm not mad at you because you do, but you're really mad at me because I don't.
It's the way you tell people how stupid they are for being different.
He doesn't say it, but it's sometimes Nine's tone that I know his heart. I don't think he means it, but sometimes the way it's said comes off that way. But it's because it's a place of, you know, knowing what he's saying, I guess.
At I mean, not always.
Packaging it well.
You do give him a lot of credit.
Well, it's just kind of, I think
sorry.
Kind of matter of fact about it. I'm not like, apologizing my way through my opinion like you're expected to do nowadays.
Yeah, it's true.
You're expected to, if you don't like, oh, I mean, I'm sorry. I just don't really like it. I'm not sorry I don't like it. I just don't like it.
Are you wearing cuss word socks, too? I noticed the shirt and the hat match.
No, this is pizza socks.
Oh, he has on his C word underwear today. Wonderful. He's got F on his hat and GD on his chest. My God.
It's a good day.
It does.
All right, we'll take a break. Speaking of you.
Waylon, good day, Jennings.
What are you working on in the Plex, DH? Designated hitter.
Oh, man. All right. Who smoked all the weed in Austin, Texas?
Oh.
Are you going to find out in Rise Guys Headlines who smoked all the weed in Austin, Texas?
Let me check your passport and tell you. We'll find out who smoked all the weed in Austin, Texas, right after this. Good morning, everybody.
Official home of the Rise Guys Morning Show on your phone. Download it today and make 93.3 The Planet a favorite.
Powered by Quaker Steak and Lube.
You're locked into
the Rise Guys Morning Show.
93.3 The Planet rocks.
When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
So who did it? Who smoked all the weed in Austin, Texas?
All George Strait's exes.
No, it was not.
I'll say Steers then.
Take. Was it Take?
No, this goes back to about
dibs on Steers.
1992 or 3.
Oh.
This is something that's just come out and something that's going to be very popular with a lot of people listening to this right now.
Giuliani.
Earl Campbell.
During the making of Dazed and Confused in Austin, Texas.
Matthew McConaughey.
They did a lot of partying. And now Jason London has said, quote, they basically smoked Austin out of all its weed.
You talking about Randall Floyd?
The connection told him, I gave you all we had. It's not like this blank is growing in the backyard. This blank comes from Mexico.
Hey.
Yeah. And the
Poppy.
You know, the biggest pothead on the set?
You?
Oh, I was on the set.
McConaughey.
Mm.
Roy Cochrane?
No, not Roy Cochrane.
Man, I don't know.
I mean, what?
I don't. I can't quote
wasn't
that.
Wasn't Wiley
movie.
Wiggins either?
Like Wiley Wiggins. Was it Dawson? I forget Dawson's name.
There was Sasha Mitchell or something. Sasha something.
You ever seen the Texas Longhorn suit that McConaughey would wear at the basketball games?
Oh yeah.
Oh my God.
It also wasn't Parker Posey or Ben Affleck or Adam Goldberg.
It wasn't O'Banion.
It wasn't Joey Lauren Adams. It wasn't Marissa Ribisi.
You using IMDb?
I had to look it up to remember all the people in it. It wasn't even the guy who played Slater, man. Sasha Jensen played Dawson.
Who smoked all the weed?
Slater, give me some drugs.
Cheech.
They all did, but the biggest pothead was Mila Jovovich, according to Jason London.
Mila Jovovich?
Yep.
She went on to be, what was her big sci-fi role?
Resident Evil movie,
yeah.
Right?
Pickford wasn't a pothead?
They all smoked weed. She just was the biggest pothead, according to this.
Pickford looked like the biggest one.
Are there any stories of any infidelity? Or
no, just about the weeds all I got. I'm sure they were hooking up. They were young, pretty people on a movie set in Texas in 1992. They had to be hooking up.
Young, pretty people. That was going to be the first name of our show.
Yeah. Then they looked at us.
Could you exit out in right field after the game? They're going to get you anyway.
Yeah.
Oh, that's fun.
Yep.
What year was that movie filmed?
I think 92. It came out in 93.
God, it looks so much older.
It does.
It did a great job.
Yeah, it came out in September 93, so probably about a year before that it was probably filmed.
It's a good movie. I consider it like just all right.
Really? Well, that's how Nine is. Well, Hollywood Nights, you don't like that one.
I don't get that.
Well, Dazed and Confused is a cinematic classic. Hollywood Nights is not very good.
You're too young to appreciate it.
I'm 36. How old I got to be to like it?
At least 38.
It'll make you think.
Like, if anybody in the room likes old movies, it's me. I just don't like that one.
Yeah.
I mean, that's another good one to quote, too. Hollywood Nights.
Oh, yeah. Well, certain parts, sure.
Squirrels better have nuts in your mouth or you're going downtown. You just don't like it.
I remember watching that movie thinking, wow, sex on a trampoline would be awesome. Until, you know,
you
fall off, break your neck.
Yeah.
I'd like to wrestle on a trampoline. Wouldn't that be fun? Remember Slam Jam?
That's what we used to do in Poe Mill when I was a kid. We'd wrestle on trampoline a lot.
That would be so much fun.
I didn't even do it with my clothes on.
Do you ever, like, do, like, a move on someone? Because I want to, like, run up and RKO someone at Trampoline World.
Back then.
Big Air or whatever.
Moves like that didn't exist, you know?
Yeah.
Back then, the best you'd get was, like, Stinger Splash or something, but we didn't have turnbuckles.
Throw them against the wall of the Trampoline World and give them a Russian sickle.
Yeah. But then it was like, you know, try to jump up and do an elbow drop on somebody or something, about the best you could do. And body slams and stuff if you were strong enough to pick kids up. I was stout then.
Can you rent out the entire Big Air? Have a wrestling?
Probably.
I think so. I mean, you don't have to be on a trampoline to take somebody to Pity City if you want to.
Well, you can do that anywhere.
I was taken there in Spartanburg.
Yeah. Are you interested in how much it would cost to get into Elvis Presley's pants?
Oh, are you talking about Fat Elvis?
Are you using some kind of algorithm to figure out how much it would cost to view Elvis on OnlyFans or something?
Oh, no, I wish. I wish Elvis had an OnlyFans. I wish it existed back then.
Thank you.
No, I'm talking about an actual pair of Elvis's pants. Yeah. Somehow have... Look, Elvis's father, Vernon, donated a bunch of stuff of Elvis's to the Salvation Army at some point, just to, you know, in a thrift store. Mm-hmm. Well... Someone is auctioning off a pair of Elvis's slacks.
How do you know they're really his, though?
I don't. I can't vouch for them.
Found an old fried banana peanut butter sandwich?
Yeah, there's some blue dress pants, except the fact they were apparently worn by Elvis at some point. They were donated to the Salvation Army by his daddy, Vernon, back in the day. And they come with a note signed by Vernon that says, quote, "Not exactly blue suede shoes, but a classic item nonetheless."
That was nice of him. So he put a little certificate of authenticity in the pockets and then threw them in the bin.
Yeah, I guess so, yeah.
I'm going to do that with my old Planet shirts.
The starting bid for the pants was a very reasonable $300. And the last number I have, handful of bids, $531.
God. Well, that's... Where is this money coming from all these people buying all these treasures right now?
Hot damn, Tamale.
Hot damn. You see modern-day baseball cards selling for millions of dollars who athletes are still playing.
Yeah.
There's works of art that are being sold now, and I know why. It's the transition of the transfer of wealth, but, man, it's weird.
Yeah, it's five bids, $531, and it's over in 21 days.
Is this when he starts messing up?
Yeah. Darling, so it goes, something.
Hold it. Hot damn, Tamale.
Oh, man.
How's it again? Some things.
Oh, man. They're recording sessions. That's real, too, man.
Yeah, you are.
Elvis flubbed every once in a while.
Yeah, he did.
No flub.
Especially when he was messed up.
Yeah.
His jock strap a few years ago was, I think it sold for around 30 grand or a little better than 30 grand.
I heard Wonder Boy owns his gi.
And a pair of unwashed Elvis underwear went for about 16 grand a few years ago, too, back in 2012.
How do you get this stuff?
Mary knows a woman who has one of his scarves that he threw off stage in, not Greenville, but maybe Asheville.
Anybody got one of James Brown's capes? Because he'd wear like 28 of them at a time.
No.
I'm caping.
No. That's for his pants. Like, how would you display them in your home? Do you get a mannequin? Do you shadow box them?
I guess you do, yeah. You can put them on a mannequin. You have to get a mannequin that looks like Elvis. Get an Elvis mannequin, put like pompadour hair on it, like Elvis hair and his pants.
Cut it up into little squares.
Yeah, but just some navy blue dress pants. So, I mean, it's not like Elvis. That's not what you think of Elvis wearing ever. You picture him either being like rock and roll Elvis or like fat jumpsuit Elvis, and you don't really think of anything else, but these are just like pants he would wear.
Yeah.
On a, I don't know, to go to a meeting or something.
See, it's so weird because, like...
Kind of high-waisted old man business pants.
Sports memorabilia started that whole thing of cutting up old ball bats and jerseys and stuff and putting them into cards. But years ago, Topps actually bought, I don't know how, they found Willie Mays' World War II uniform wore in the war.
Yeah.
What did they do with it? They cut it up and put it into ball cards. That's weird that this is his war uniform and you cut it up. That's like, hey, look... This is the Betsy Ross card, a little cut of the original flag.
Well, they won't tell you what part of the uniform you got. Did you get the crotch? I mean,
well, see, my first thought is
on the laundry
tag. Something like that should go to a museum or a Hall of Fame or something. But then again, in 100 years, nobody will care, so you might as well put it in ball cards now.
Hot damn.
And plus, it gives everybody a little piece of his.
Of his war uniform. It's a weird thing to do, but it's also a weird thing that we keep stuff like that because a couple generations removed, nobody will know who Willie Mays was.
And that's why in the future this stuff won't be worth anything because everybody saves it all thinking that it's going to be worth something.
Yeah, but...
Shout out to my people with the Dale Sundrops.
But here's the thing. All those collectibles you think are worth so much money, your grandkids aren't going to know or care about it at all.
No. It's just like all the birthday cards and stuff you saved.
And your grandkids won't know or care about you at all.
Yeah.
Wow, that sucks.
Yeah. Well, they'll be decent. I can't say they'll be great.
I hope so. Anyway, it's 7:57. I'm 9. Those are your Rise Guys headlines styled by Rocker Bell's Chic Boutique.
All right. Can you give us a little taste again before we go into it?
For time purposes.
We don't need to. Yeah. All right. The FOF line. We'll do it right after this. Good morning, everybody.
Mornings with the Rise Guys.
Every damn day, I will go late to class to hear you guys.
And 93-minute nonstop rock blocks all day. 93.3 The Planet.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.